got 7 races to go here. Let's keep our head in this thing.
Roll on through. Same gas.
Start your engines and smoke the tires. This is Inside Alabama Racing with your host, Tommy Prater.
He is the reason for this full course yellow that we are under at the moment.
Stay with the sports station, WNSP, for NASCAR news, interviews with drivers, crew members, track officials around the state and around the nation.
Fired up. Stay on the racetrack if you can. Stay on the racetrack if you can.
Get inside of my mirror. Says objects appear faster than they appear.
No, he's that fast.
Inside Alabama Racing is brought to you by Alabama Pipe and Supply, Judy's Place, Five Flag Speedway, and Wade Distributors.
Oh, yeah, guys. This is what it's all about right here. Got a guitar. Hell yeah.
Have you seen any of the replay? They have called one of our teammates to the trailer. Oh, bye.
Now, here's Tommy Prater.
Boogity, boogity, boogity. Let's go racing, drivers.
Welcome to a special edition of Inside Alabama Racing. I'm Tommy Prater coming to you live from the front stretch here at Pensacola Five Flag Speedway as we get ready for the 54th annual Snowball Derby. We are at the Green Flag Party and the draw is underway for qualifying positions for the snowflake that'll happen on Saturday night, and then when we get through with these guys, we'll roll off the Snowball Derby qualifiers to find out what order they're going to qualify in. It has been a busy day here today. 116 late models have checked in. They're in various stages of going through Ricky Brooks' technical process here in the inner loop at Pensacola Five Flag Speedway. The weather forecast is absolutely phenomenal. The crowds are already big here, and we're only drawing for positions. We'll talk about what's available ticket-wise for fans. This thing is getting to be massive, folks. Hang on. We'll have our special co-host tonight is Matt Weaver from Racing America, the new editor-in-chief of Racing America. He will join us here on the front stretch, and we'll start with a local driver that's familiar to this program, our buddy Grant Thompson. It's going to be a crazy weekend here at Pensacola Five Flag Speedway. Hang on for the fastest hour in radio right here on WNSP 105.5 Sports Radio, part of the Sounds of Mobile.
Charlie Harrison getting you ready for Thursday's opening kickoff with Mark and Lee. We are previewing the SEC Championship with the smartest man in the SEC, Paul Finebaum. We are also catching you up on the latest in Auburn basketball with head coach of the Tigers, Bruce Pearl, and the Viger Wolves are one day away from their championship game, and head coach John McKenzie is on to talk about it all. It's the opening kickoff with Mark and Lee.
The opening kickoff with Mark and Lee, weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on WNSP.
Dr. Christopher Mullinix and his team at Mobile Oral and Facial Surgery have you covered. Dr. Christopher Mullinix, Dr. Aaron Wallander, and Dr. Michael Babston are the three outstanding oral surgeons available with no referral needed and same-day appointments available. Dr. Christopher Mullinix and his staff have impressed me over the years with their professionalism and attention to detail. The team at Mobile Oral and Facial Surgery provide facial trauma, knocked-out teeth, wisdom teeth, dental implants, jaw surgery, cleft palate, and more. Office located downtown or Boulevard.
Folks, it looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Inside Alabama Racing on 105.5 FM and streaming live on WNSP.com. Once again, bumping and grinding, shoving and rubbing, and that's just at the breakfast buffet. Here's Tommy Prater.
Welcome back to Inside Alabama Racing. We have a special edition this evening coming to you live from Pensacola Five Flag Speedway for the 54th annual Snowball Derby. Green Flag Party is underway. Snowflake drivers are drawing for position. A lot happening. We're going to have Tim Bryant step in with us. We're going to talk about tickets and what's available for fans this weekend. Every week, our program is brought to you by Judy's Place, Alabama Pipe and Supply, Wade Distributors, Rapid Repair, and, of course, Pensacola Five Flag Speedway. Tim Bryan has stepped in with us here behind the stage. Tim, we have a really great view for today's festivities. I just told him, I said, I've been over here talking with the Hooters girl all afternoon about race setups, you know. Hopefully I'll learn something.
I'm sure you will, but it's great to have Hooters involved in the 54th annual Snowball Derby, and it all kicks off here tonight with our qualifying drawdown going on now. But racing starts tomorrow and goes through Sunday afternoon, and it's going to be a spectacular weekend, we believe.
You know, we always have a lot of fun when the Hooters girls are involved because they are fun to be with. But, you know, the ability for a national franchise like Hooters to take an interest in this race seemed impossible 10 or 15 years ago. And now you got a group that's spending, you know, $100 million a year on advertising. They're here in Pensacola involved in this race.
Well, they are, Tommy, but I'll be honest with you, it's more the local franchisees that are involved in this race here, starting there in Mobile and Daphne, Orange Beach, here in Pensacola Beach, Destin, Panama City. All those Hooters locations have kind of chipped in to be part of this event, so it's really kind of a Gulf Coast effort, but you know, the national I think corporate side certainly knows what they're doing down here.
They certainly wouldn't let them be here if they didn't want to be a part. Of course, their only champion from last year has Hooters on their car, and he likes racing down here too every now and then.
Yeah, he does. We're certainly going to miss Chase Elliott in the field this year. His schedule just wouldn't allow him to compete, but we have a stellar field of cars lined up to run on Sunday afternoon, and of course the Snowflake on Saturday night, the Outlaw division on Saturday night also, the backing up to the modified race on Friday night, and of course tomorrow night, Thursday night, it all starts with the Pro Trucks, Pure Stocks, and Sportsman guys. Our local guys are a big part of this event.
I've already had the calls come in today on my way over here wanting to know about the situation for tickets on Sunday. What are Sunday's ticket sales look like?
So reserve seat tickets are sold out for this event. We may have a dotted one or two somewhere buried in the grandstands. It's pretty hard to sell, but for the most part, reserve seat tickets are sold out. We do have a limited amount of general admission seats left, we want to encourage folks to try that, you know. Contact the Speedway officer, you know, keep an eye on our Facebook page for updates on that. And, of course, also want to remind folks, they can watch on speed51.tv. You know, it's going to be a broadcast. It's a pay-per-view broadcast, but they do a fantastic job. They have a large crew of people here. That's for those folks that can't make it, certainly that's an option.
So I've tried to re-teach myself to say racingamerica.com, and I've already bought my whole package Thursday through Sunday, because I find myself watching the coverage when I'm here to help keep up with what's going on the racetrack. It's absolutely incredible.
Well, I mean, it is. They do a fantastic job with the coverage. We have two big screens stationed in the infield, so folks that are present can see instant replays. So, we're just a small short track having a pretty big event.
Pretty big would be an understatement. Today, I think 116 odd late models checked in. This place is packed already.
Yeah, it is. It's challenging, and you know, we let people know and kind of apologize in advance for the parking situation, for the traffic situation. None of that's good, but people kind of know what to expect when they get here, and we have a satellite parking lot a mile and a half down the road with a free trolley service, so it's really the simplest way to get in and out of the Speedway by doing that at the Pensacola Interstate Fairgrounds. So for everyone, there's some challenges, but at the end of the day, they're going to see some great races. racing.
It's going to be some phenomenal racing. You mentioned earlier it starts tomorrow night with the Sportsman and the Pure Stocks. I was talking with flagman Dan Spence, longtime race director Dan Spence, and I said, you know, on those two races, if we can just get them to the first turn with nobody dying, that's a good start.
Well, you know, it's a kind of the end of the season, and everybody throws everything they have at this race. But, you know, in recent years, I tell you, the race drivers have gotten better. Race cars have gotten better. They don't crash them up and smash them up like they used to. Maybe it's because of the cost of repairs nowadays. But, anyway, we're going to see some good racing, but we're going to see some rubbing, I guarantee you.
We're in the middle of drawing here at the Green Flag Party for people's qualifying order. It's amazing that qualifying order has taken on a life of its own, and you can, depending on who you talk to, good's bad, early's good, early's bad, late's good, late's bad. I've been in both sides of the equation, and just, you never know.
You know, the Moose has been here. He's done it, and it's all about what's in a driver's head. Any amount of confidence he can have when he pulls out to make his qualifying run, it might be worth 0.02 of a second, and that might be the difference between making a show and going home.
And here, that's absolutely 0.02 could be the difference between in the race or in the last chance race.
Yeah, it's going to be tight in all the divisions. Qualifying will be tight. So, you know, everybody has to have their A game on when they get to the green flag in qualifying, for sure.
Well, Tim, I appreciate you stepping in with us here, taking a few minutes out of this deal. It's absolutely incredible. This green flag party, I can remember when you guys started this thing, the only people who were here were us racers who hadn't got through tech yet.
I think it did start that way, but it's very festive tonight. Mother Nature's being very kind to us. It's pleasant over here. It looks like we're in for a good weekend weather-wise. Certainly we hope that maintains its current course. But we got a big crowd here tonight. We're cooking chili for charity. The Miracle League of Pensacola is a benefactor. We got a band from Wisconsin, Crabgrass, an 8-piece band that's going to perform at the end of this qualifying drawdown. So tonight people are just about having a little bit of fun, and then of course tomorrow it all gets pretty serious.
They played a little early, a lot of good southern rock. They wouldn't let me sing with them. I thought I was going to get in there, but they said no.
Yeah, they're southern rockers for sure, and so I think the crowd's really going to enjoy them.
Well, thank you, man. Congratulations. Great event. Good luck this weekend. Thanks for stepping
in. Appreciate you. Appreciate you being here with Inside Alabama Racing.
Tim Bryant, owner-operator of Pensacola Five Flag Speedway, on what has become the largest short track race of the year. When we come back, a fella from Mobile that you're all familiar with, Grant Thompson, right here on WNSP.
If you run a business, this year has certainly been a challenge. Hi, this is Don, your small business marketing expert. If you'd like to grow your business, you should consider radio. With radio, you can target your business to thousands of customers each week. That's right, radio can help you reach new customers and generate more business even on your slowest days. Are you looking to build store traffic? Are you trying to reach new customers? Do you want to reconnect with past customers? Radio can help you drive new traffic to your business 7 days a week. And did you know radio reaches shoppers within 30 minutes of their major purchase of the day? Radio can help you get more customers and increase sales. You say you don't have a big budget? No problem. Radio is affordable. In fact, compared to other media, radio gives you more bang for your buck. So how do you get started? It's easy. Just give us a call today and start growing your business with radio.
For more help with your advertising questions, please email kj@wnsp.com. That's kj@wnsp.com. Or visit soundofmobileadvertising.com.
I'm Danielle at Wade Distributors, and flooring is what we do. Mobile or Baldwin County. For 40 years, we've helped people get the right flooring at the right price. Design to installation, we make it easy.
Danielle's right. I got the perfect tile and color with quality installation. It was so easy with free design service and the largest selection in town. I wouldn't go anywhere else but Wade Distributors for any flooring.
So if you want flooring done right with free design, then come see us today at Wade Distributors, online at wadedistributorsinc.com.
Bad phone systems are bad for business. Poor clarity, lack of features,
come back for that tomorrow.
Absolutely no support. Well, good news. Reliable VoIP does exist. VoIP from CSpire Business is a game-changing, stress-free communication system with crystal-clear audio and premium features, all backed by our team of experts, available 24/7. Now that's VoIP. CSpire Business. Stay connected with powerful communication tools at cspire.com/business.
Neiman's Catering has been serving the Gulf Coast for over 30 years with culinary flair and attention to detail. Hi, I'm Alec Neiman with Neiman's Catering. We want to thank the thousands of customers who've allowed us to be part of their special event. With 30 years under our belts, we're looking to serve the Gulf Coast for 30 more. So if you're planning a wedding after rehearsal, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, let Neiman's Catering be part of your next event. Call us today at 473-3900 or go to our website at neimanscatering.com. Thank you, Mobile, and the whole Gulf Coast. God bless.
Eli Gold here. You know, there's a lot of lawyer advertising in Mobile, but folks, be careful. Many of the lawyers you hear from are from out of town and won't be the lawyer actually handling your case. That's why you should call Dean Waite. Dean is right here in Mobile, and he's the lawyer personally working your case. If you've been injured, don't hesitate. Call Dean Waite at 265-1000 or visit deanwaite.com.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Inside Alabama Racing on 105.5 FM and streaming live on WNSP.com. The only driver that needs the jaws of life to get in and out of his race car. Here's Tommy Prater.
Welcome back to a special edition of Inside Alabama Racing. I'm Tommy Prater. Thank you for joining us this evening. We are coming to you from the front stretch of Pensacola Five Flag Speedway as we get there ready for the 54th annual Snowball Derby. What a crowd has already gathered here. Every week our program is brought to you by Judy's, Alabama Pipe and Supply, Wade Distributors, and Mobile's newest collision center, Rapid Repair. My co-host and buddy with a whole lot of new duties this year as the editor-in-chief of Racing America, Matt Weaver, joins me. Matt, I didn't think we were going to get you, man.
No.
You know, you had to hustle.
Yeah, the new duties got in the way of the old ones a little bit. But no, I love doing this show with you every year. I wasn't going to miss it for the world, even if I'm a little late.
Well, we'd rather have a little late versus never. And with that, let's bring in a guy who's never late, my buddy Grant Thompson. Grant, here you go, man. Time to go.
Yes, sir. We're at Snowball. It's my second year in the Snowflake 100, so we'll see what we can do.
It's this year, though, a little more pressure. Y'all brought your own car versus somebody else's car. You've been over testing. What do you think?
Well, you know, we practiced here last Sunday. We weren't too bad. We're a few tenths off of Thorne, and I feel like, you know, being a few tenths off of him is not too bad. But, you know, like you said, we're racing out of our backyard this year. We raced Rocky Girl last year and actually didn't do too bad. Had an overheating issue and finished 12th. But I feel pretty good. You know, we'll see where we wind up in practice over the next few days, and I feel pretty confident about it. So I'm just excited to see what happens.
Grant, walk me through what the whole qualifying experience, because everyone talks about the race, but I think the casual fan doesn't realize the race to make the race is sometimes more chaotic and more intense than the main event on Saturday.
That's correct. You know, qualifying's a big deal to me because, you know, that you only lock in, I think, 34, so you got to qualify on time because, you know, obviously you don't want to be in the last chance race. So I think, you know, qualifying pill draws is a big deal because, you know, it can be later in the day to where the track's, you know, cooler and it's tighter. But to me, you know, qualifying's more important than the race because you got to make it before you can try to win the race. So that's a big deal to me.
You've raced all over the country, so I'm curious, when you come here against this level of competition, is this the toughest competition you race in short tracks?
Absolutely. I mean, I race here, you know, pretty much every weekend I can because it's my home track, and it's the Snowball Derby. You got guys like, you know, Derek Thorne and Jeremy Doss from all over the country coming here. It's the best of the best, so, I mean, you got to get everything you got.
I'm looking at a guy standing behind you that's going to be pretty good this week that you got to go against, too. You know, Noah's entered in the Flake. It's a pretty heavy hitter.
That's right. You know, he's an Xfinity driver for Junior Motorsports, so a lot of heavy hitters. You know, guys like Thorne and Gregson's here. Bubba Powers drive for Port City this year. I mean, there's a lot of really big names here. And, you know, me being 15, I feel like I just got to see what I can do because it's just, like you said, it's a really big field.
Do you feel any sort of, like, butterflies or intensity, or do you try to, like, manage that and treat it like any other race?
I try to treat it like any other race because, you know, of course, it's it's the Snowflake 100, and you know, it's a really big deal to be in this race and a big honor and, you know, opportunity to be here. But I just try to think of it as a normal race, try not to let the nerves get to me, and to me that makes me perform a little bit better.
What is going to be the biggest challenge for you to not only make the show, but then once you get in, get your way to the front?
You're right about that. You know, once you get into the show, that's one milestone, and then, you know, once you get into the show, that's your time to figure out what you want to do, because, you know, if you start mid-pack, you got to give it everything you got to get to the front. But it's very intense, just a lot of pressure to get into the race, and then once you're in the race, it's just all hell breaks loose.
Well, buddy, what fun it is to have you back here on the Gulf Coast racing again, trying to make this a stellar field this weekend, and appreciate you stopping by here and talking to us. Really good luck this weekend, and maybe you keep your dad under control through Saturday night.
I'll try to. He's a team owner this year, so we'll see what happens. Thank you, Tommy.
So he's gone from just crazy dad to team owner for John Thompson. Thank you, Grant. Let's slide in another Snowflake competitor for Saturday night, a former we're doing pictures. Hold on. Everybody, I hope y'all can see this on radio. We're doing pictures.
It's great radio.
Yeah, it's makes for wonderful radio. Jennifer's always in on the pictures.
Speaking of great radio,
yeah.
We got great radio coming right here.
He's it right here. Now, you know, I don't know if Noah knows this yet, but you know, Noah, you have my hauler driver. I trained that kid. My hauler driver, Adam Lowe, is your hauler driver. He lived here in Mobile with me for 2 years while we trained him, right? And now he's gone to Noah's team, and Noah's team just blows up. Nobody has sent me a check. Okay? See, like, Noah, nobody has sent me a check. You know, so I like, here, thanks for training this kid. But what a year you had, man. Congratulations.
Yeah, we, our first hauler driver this year, retired from racing about midway through the year, and then we were having kind of a bad year, so we kind of joke around. Once Adam came in, we started winning racing, so we call him Awesome Adam, and he did a great job for our team this year. He's a good driver. Quiet, he's starting to show a lot more emotion. But yeah, it's great to be down here in Pensacola. A ton of people. This might be the most people I've ever seen down here for the race, especially for a Wednesday night. So thanks to Hooters and everybody else, and Tim Bryant for all his hard work, and his family for everything, and getting the track ready. Track looks great, and they repaved the front straight away. So it's going to be one heck of a weekend, and definitely exciting.
Noah, you won the biggest race here. You're coming for the Saturday race. Are you here just to have a good time? Is you letting off a little steam? I mean,
oh yeah, we're Mark Rhett, who I'm driving for, Rhett Jones Racing. Him and Terry Jones. I don't think they've lost a party, so I know we'll have a good time in that sense. But they said coming down here, we're gonna have a good time, and we might race in between it. So you know, in all seriousness, we're really excited for the opportunity to come down here. A lot of great race car drivers, not only in the Snowball Derby, but in the Snowflake race that we're competing in. There's a lot of fast guys. I've never driven a crate super late model, pro super late model, so a little nervous. I've been picking some guys' brains and just kind of seeing what the feel is going to be like, just never being in one. So Johnny DeAngelis, he's been a big help to me. Logan Boyette, some other guys as well. They've been a big help, and I hope it pays off this weekend.
One thing that's interesting to me is that because you're going from a super late model to a pro late model, it's kind of a weird dynamic. But it's a shorter race, and it's a much larger field. And because it is a shorter race, oftentimes people tell me the Snowflake is more intense than the Snowball Derby. Do you anticipate that a little bit?
Well, I think it's a harder race just because it might be shorter on race distance, but it's longer on laps on tires because you get to come down pit road during the Snowball Derby and put tires on, make adjustments to your car. Now you don't have that. You really have to be focused and practice, get it dialed in. Luckily, I have experience here and kind of know how the track changes. You know, you always talk about the dew and how that sets in. So that'll be interesting for Saturday night. But you know, it's a learning. It's going to be a learning opportunity for us and myself. Like you mentioned, being here in a super late model. I know the feel that I need in that with all the power and how to save tire and manage a run, 60, 70, 80 laps on tires. But, yeah, it's definitely chaotic in the snowflake races. I've been here in the past, four out of the last 5 years and have watched the snowflake race. So it's just going to be about how the race plays out. Are you going to save the whole time and hope for a caution, or are you going to try and get track position? I don't really know, and I don't know really the best ways to make passes and stuff. They took a little bit of power away from them this year, I believe, and that might change stuff up too. So it's going to be interesting, but most importantly, it's going to be super exciting for all the fans.
You know, Noah, having been around you for some time and doing this here and at the big racetracks, you know, I really expected you to come down this weekend and just have a good time. But every time we ask you about the racing, I watch your eyes and your voice, everything changes. Right?
Yeah. No, it's like
this snowflake thing is like, we're dead serious about what you got to do on Saturday.
I mean, we're here to race. We're here to have a good time, too. But when we're here at the racetrack, we're here to do our job. And, you know, you come to the racetrack to win the race. You don't come just to make the race. And, obviously we have confidence and, just having experience here in the past at Five Lakes Speedway. This might be one of my worst tracks. So, it takes a really good car, a good team, good people surrounding you. And I feel like we have that for this weekend with Mark Rett and the rest of this Rett Jones Racing team.
How can you say it's your worst track? You've won the Snowball Derby.
It's just a good day for us. We've run decent here, but all the stars align. We came to, back in 2018, we came to a blizzard race here and struggled. I think we finished 12, 13, 14, horrible. I think we got laps. So, come back down for the Derby. We tested before the Derby after we ran that last blizzard race and, just laid in bed every night from that last blizzard race to when we tested and just thinking, what do I need for a long run and how we can win this thing. And, we had a lot of good speed. We were a little tight there in 2018, but Marcus Richmond and the rest of those guys, they did a great job. And to go, I didn't know you weren't supposed to do burnouts in the Snowball. Well, I knew you weren't supposed to do burnouts, but I was like, dang, we just won the Snowball Derby. I got to go for it. This is a moment I'll never forget.
I'm glad you mentioned that this place really kicked your butt for a couple of years. So in hindsight, a couple of years removed from winning the Snowball Derby, how much did winning that race finally mean to you, and where does it rank in all the other great accomplishments you've had so far?
Hey, hang on. You guys don't have headsets. They're playing the music. We got to take a break. Okay. I want to give you some time to answer this versus telling you, hey, we got to go. We're here at the 54th Annual Snowball Derby Green Flag Party. Noah Gregson is in the house with us. My co-host, Matt Weaver. Hang on. You're listening to Inside Alabama Racing on WNSP, part of the Sounds of Mobile.
It's the game we've been anticipating all season long. Top-rated Georgia against Alabama for the SEC Championship. And our two-hour WNSP SEC Tailgater Show Saturday, UJ Chevrolet will tell you everything you need to know. Media members covering the game will offer their predictions from 9 to 11 Saturday morning. The SEC Tailgater is sponsored by Community Bank, Dixie Supply, Edward Jones Investments, Green and Phillips Injury Law Firm, Neiman's Catering, and UJ Chevrolet, where I will be talking Alabama-Georgia Saturday at 9 on WNSP.
Every legend has a story. Every story, a hero. Before they wrote their names in the history books, they raced here in the Snowball Derby. Bush, Elliott, Waltrip, Earnhardt, and Pollard. Modern day racing legends. This year at the 54th Annual Snowball Derby presented by Hooters, who will history smile upon? The most prestigious short track race in America takes place December 2nd through the 5th at Five Flags Speedway. Race week begins Tuesday, November 30th with the kickoff party at Hooters, Pensacola Beach, followed Wednesday by the annual annual Green Flag Party. Thursday night, the Pure Stock Sportsman and Pro Trucks hit the track. Friday, it's pole night with pole position qualifying for the snowball plus the Modifieds of Mayhem. Saturday, the Outlaws and qualifying heats for the Snowflake and Snowball followed by the Alan Turner Snowflake 100. Then Sunday, it's the 54th annual Snowball Derby presented by Hooters. Visit snowballderby.com for information. Join Pensacola Sports and witness racing history at Five Flags Speedway. Legends start here.
This holiday season, head into Edwin Watts Golf Shops for the hottest gifts from TaylorMade and Bushnell. Featuring the P790 irons with speed foam air technology and tungsten weighting to give you more distance. And don't miss these hot gifts from Bushnell, like the Tour V5 and the Tour V5 Shift with Pin Seeker technology, or the Wingman with Bluetooth and audible GPS for distance. Edwin Watts Golf Shops is home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee, or shop us online for the holidays at worldwidegolfshops.com.
For all the ones who get it done, Grainger is always there to help. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, 24/7 support, free access to product specialists, and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Plus, their Keep Stock Inventory Management solutions help ensure that you have the right stuff in the right place at exactly the right time. So call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
O'Reilly. This is Claudia's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
I had just moved to a new city and barely even knew where the grocery store was yet. When my car wouldn't start one morning, I didn't know who to ask about local shops. But I remembered a name from back home, O'Reilly Auto Parts. I called and they pointed me to a great mechanic just down the street. Now I feel a little more at home.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is Inside Alabama Racing on 105.5 FM and streaming live on WNSP.com. Reach up and pull them tight one more time, because it's time to get back on the track. Here's Tommy Prater.
Welcome back to Inside Alabama Racing. I'm Tommy Prater. Thank you for joining us this evening. We are having a blast here at Pensacola Five Flag Speedway. We're prepping for the 54th annual Snowball Derby. Matt Weaver's in the house, co-hosted with me. Noah Gregson is here with us. We're talking some more about his win at the Snowball Derby a few years ago. Every week, our program is brought to you by Judy's, Alabama Pipe and Supply, Wade Distributor, Rapid Repair, and Pensacola Five Flag Speedway. Okay, Matt, I'm sorry I had to interrupt y'all a little while ago. Let's go back, ask Noah the question we did right before break.
Yeah. I remember. I got tunnel vision.
That's why I told him to ask you again.
I'm glad you brought up that for years this place really challenged you. And I remember when you won that race, the Snowball Derby, you felt like it was a huge accomplishment just because you were able to overcome this track that had challenged you so mightily. You've done so many cool things, winning in the Xfinity Series, Truck Series. Where does that Snowball Derby a couple of years later rank to you?
I think it's one of the top, because it was this track I really struggled at, and had a top 10 run before that, but never was really that good, and then put a lot of hard work and focus in, and just kind of proved that if you dig deep enough, anything can happen. So, I was lucky to be a part of that team back in 2018 and be able to come down here and have an opportunity and be in good equipment. It takes it all, but it took a lot of work on communicating with Marcus Richmond. So I would say, it's probably one of the top, if not the top, wins of my career. It's something I've always dreamed of. At the time, there's only 38 winners of these things, so I think it was like 683 drivers and only 38 winners at the time. So, going through the airport today, landing in Pensacola, seeing people walking by and your last name's on the shirt, Snowball Derby shirts, that's what I was telling Brandon McReynolds today in the airport. Is like, man, that's got to be one of the coolest things. Is they have that. So a lot of perks. I don't know if I'd be here this weekend if we didn't
if we didn't win, you know, I think I'd be sitting at home or watching the grandstands for all the races. Luckily, we get to be a part of one race this weekend. So, you know, just excited for the opportunity and very thankful.
If you have NASCAR fans who are listening to this radio show and they're not short track fans, could you explain to them what this week means to the racing industry and to racers like yourself?
It's the Super Bowl. It's a bucket list. It's everything you want a race to be, in my opinion. Driving in here today, they had the stage for Sunday, and it said 45th Annual Snowball Derby. And at the bottom of it says, legends are born here, legends are made here. And I believe it. You got guys like Chase Elliott, Kyle Busch, Christopher Bell, Eric Jones, you know, guys who are in the top series of NASCAR that you look up to as a kid. And, you know, it could be a career-changing moment and pivotal moment, you know, for any driver in the field. So not only just that, but just the atmosphere here. You know, we missed the Snowball Derby last year, and the year before that I was here was 2018, and you know, we won it. So you can go hero to zero or zero to hero, and you know, this is the best of the best. So last year we got here for the race, and we parked down by McDonald's a mile and a half away, and walked up the street with cars felled on both sides of the highway, and walking in, it feels like an old school Cup race. The grandstands are packed, infield's packed with cars, people playing cornhole and barbecuing, drinking, you know, and it's just a fun race to be in. And then most importantly, it's fun to watch Derek Krause run about 20th all weekend. So I'm just kidding, Derek's right here, but it's just unbelievable to be a small part of, and I don't think I'll ever miss another one.
You know, one of the things that I've wanted to ask you over the last couple of seasons, and one of the reasons that I enjoy being a Noah Gregson supporter, is that rowdy on the racetrack, rowdy off the racetrack, you're fun to watch, you're fun to listen to. You drive for a guy who has even a bigger reputation on and off the racetrack. What is that like? Do you ever get a phone call from the boss saying, hey, we went a little too far this week?
Hell yeah, all the time. They always tell me, you're doing everything right, but you can't do that. And that's the most confusing thing I've ever been told. People like what I do, but I'm not getting into all that. But Dale's great to be able to have as a mentor and someone that I can go and talk to, and he's been through it all. So you know, different challenges he might have or I might have, you know, I like to lean on him for advice. So Junior Motorsports is a great family to me, and I'm lucky to be a part of it.
Well, you know, as a guy who had a pretty good reputation of being rowdy on the racetrack myself, it's very difficult for me to talk to my son like, man, you can't do that. And he looks and goes, I saw you do that plenty of times, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, as the boss, you have a different role there. It's got to be hard, but it's also got to be a lot of fun, because you look at him and go, come on, man, you did worse.
Yeah, it did be cool. I don't have any kids, or I'm not a boss of anything, so I don't know what that role feels like, but, you know, that might be the goal one day in the future, is to be able to own a race team and, you know, find a young guy or have a son that wants to do it. I think that'd be really special to do that kind of deal.
One thing we don't want to see this year, as much as it was fun to see it, B main Bobby. No more B main Bobby.
I'm going to be A main Andrew this weekend.
I like it.
I went down a division. I went down from the premier division just to be able to try and make the race. No,
well,
I'm
now,
kidding. It's going to be hard either way.
If it doesn't happen on Saturday, you have the perfect scapegoat in Mark Rett, because I blamed him for stuff
know,
for at least
a
year. Right? You know, him and Terry, most of my problems, they started.
That's right. They're wild. They're rowdy. So speaking of rowdy, you were just speaking of rowdy. Both of them, Mark Rett and Terry Jones, those are two rowdy guys. So Terry's coming down here. I hope he's not listening to the radio, because we got Casey Jones Racing on the quarter panel, Terry's son, his race team. And so it's going to be a surprise to for him to show up here. He's one of my biggest fans. So I'm excited to get everything going, and I hope we have speed. I don't know. I'm going to need to talk to some of these guys and learn how to drive a Pro Late model.
Kerry's a fun racer. He was still racing cars. He was wide open himself. He fun on the track, fun off the track.
How much do you enjoy being associated with, like, racers? Because, listen, like, in NASCAR circles especially, there are team owners who are not really racers. They're business people. And you've always had the good fortune, whether it was with Kyle or with, you know, Dale and Kelly and LW and now with, you know, Rhett Jones. These are all racers that you've been associated with.
Yeah, I think it's cool. I like being able to be around, like, a family atmosphere in organization like Junior Motorsports. It's really family-oriented. It feels like everybody just, you know, we might be four cars, but we're one team at the end of the day, and that's where I feel most comfortable and confident being in a situation at. So, you know, it's great to be there. I feel like I am a short track racer, and, you know, if you look at Steven Nassi's hat, that's who I am. And I feel like that's not really how it is in NASCAR, unfortunately. But, yeah, I'm a short track racer at heart.
Well, Noah, thank you for joining us, man. Always enjoy watching on track. We'll be pulling for you Saturday. And, again, just remember, if it doesn't turn out, it's Mark Redd's fault.
It's Mark Redd's fault. I appreciate it, guys. And thanks to Tim Bryant, his family, and everybody who helped support Pensacola Five Flag Speedway. It's a big weekend, a lot of people in town, and it's going to be one heck of a weekend.
Thank you, man. Good luck this weekend. Thank you, Noah.
Thanks, Noah.
Thank you.
Sorry. One of the really fun guys in racing.
Oh, and listen, yeah, for sure. And I've always said that I wish that anyone who has an opinion of Noah, whether it's positive or negative or whatever you think of Noah, just meet him, because that guy is all heart, all genuine, and a racer's racer.
And I just enjoy what Noah brings to the table on the track, off the track, and just fun. And now that Adam's working for him, that's even better.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how well you know my boy Adam, but he's like the quietest guy you ever met. When he came to workforce 10 years ago, I'm telling you, we went three races and I didn't think he could talk, right? But and now he's with one of the best talkers. Yeah, one of the wildest guys in racing. So I'm looking over the field here. We're pulling for Snowball Derby positions here, and the crowd is continuing to get bigger, Matt, for what is
every year.
Yeah, I mean, we had Tim on earlier before you got here, and I said, Tim, I remember when we started this party, the only people here were the guys who hadn't made it through tech yet.
Yeah.
And now this thing, the whole front stretch is full, the front pit road area is full, and what a group of people that have showed up. It's Wednesday.
Yeah.
It's Wednesday, man.
Yeah.
You know, the big show isn't until Sunday. And Tim also told us that all the reserve seats are sold for Sunday. We're down to general admission only, so it's going to be a big crowd.
Yeah, every year. Like, listen, I think this race has kind of transcended racing. It's an event, and it's something you see, especially on the dirt side. This feels like a marquee sport event. Like, I think you can rank this up there with NASCAR races, Chili Bowl, Knoxville Nationals, and I would encourage everyone, especially in this market, because if you're listening to us right now, you're nearby. Like, we could throw a rock and hit you, and I want to throw a rock and hit you and make you come and tell me about it. So, listen, it's a great time, and if you haven't been to a Snowball Derby, even if you don't think you like racing, we'll make you a fan here, because we're going to get you really close to people who matter, and you're going to have a good time.
People who matter is Rich Pickle standing.
Making his final start.
Final start. I mean, there's so many storylines. So as the editor of Racing America, how do you even begin to sort through what makes it to your screens out there?
So listen, that's why I was late today, because I'm trying to figure out what we're going to do, and I got all these stories I want to tell. Listen, there's like 120 stories, and that's just in the late models. There are great local racer stories, and I know you've told those stories for years, so you know, and we tell those stories a little bit too. So there's like 200 stories I could choose to tell, and I just try my best to tell them all, and eventually I run out of time, I miss radio segments, and it's really hard to do.
And we got to go to break. But one other thing that's important about this garage, there's 120 driver stories to tell, and I guarantee you there's at least 100 crew member crew chief stories that have been to Cup and back
Chris Gayheart's here. Denny Hamlin's crew chief.
Yeah, so, I mean, the stories are abound here at the Snowball Derby. You're listening to Inside Alabama Racing on WNSP. We'll be back with more right here.
Hi, this is Tony Ruggiero. Join me and Jackson Court every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 as we bring you the best experts from around the world of golf, from fitness to mental coaching, players to other coaches, to help you play better golf here on the Dew Sweepers Golf Show.
The Dew Sweepers Golf Show, presented by McConnell Automotive and brought to you by Corona and by Srixon. Saturday mornings at 7, only on 105.5 FM, WNSP and WNSP.com.
This is Tommy Prater, and you know nobody loves great food more than I do. And if you're looking for a working man's blue plate lunch, there's no better place than Judy's.
If you don't go to bed at 5 like some people do, and if you like going out at night and are looking for a great meal that doesn't break the bank, Judy's has a completely different menu at night and is one of the best places on the Gulf Coast with great steaks and seafood.
Hey, man, I'm not 100.
Open for lunch and dinner at 4054 Government. Visit judysplacemobile.com.
Since 1997, Alabama Pipe and Supply has served Alabama, Mississippi, and Florida as a company solely dedicated to providing quality products and services. Alabama Pipe and Supply carries all types of plastic, metal, and concrete pipes, providing corrugated metal, plastic, PVC pipes of all sizes, all types of fittings and connectors, and they specialize in driveways and culverts. They also carry numerous types of geotextiles, such as erosion mats, filter fabrics, and silt fence. Visit alabamapipe.com for more information.
What do you get the person who's always so tough to shop for? Easy. You get them Carhartt. Since 1889, Carhartt has made tough, durable gear for those who toil in the most rugged corners on earth. Turns out, Carhartt also makes a pretty darn good gift. Hard-working stuff built to last for the next half century's worth of holidays. Works like a charm to win over the Scrooge-like curmudgeons of the family, too. Carhartt. United, we outwork them all. See Safety Shoes Plus on Highway 43 in Saramore.
There's confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID. One thing is certain. Whether or not you're vaccinated, you need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers that have no scientific studies. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
500,000 businesses connect using Zoom. A single platform for video, phone, chat, and conference rooms, Zoom enables real-time collaboration no matter where your teams are. Global enterprises trust the easy-to-use, reliable, and secure Zoom platform to power high-performance teams. Empower your workforce with Zoom. Save 15% on meetings, chat, and phone with a Zoom United bundle. Visit zoom.com/bundle. Zoom, how the world connects.
This is Inside Alabama Racing on 105.5 FM and streaming live on WNSP.com. Out of the caution and full speed ahead, here's Tommy Prater.
Welcome back to a special edition of Inside Alabama Racing. I'm Tommy Prater. Thank you for joining us this evening. We are coming to you live from the front stretch of Pensacola Five Flag Speedway in the Green Flag Party. We are in the middle of drawing for qualifying position for the Super Late Models. My co-host this evening has been Matt Weaver, the editor-in-chief of the new Racing America, which you can get all of this week's races on pay-per-view, which I bought mine the other day when y'all had a special. I bought the whole week. Race America had a something.
Black Friday.
I was in. I got my 20% off, whatever it was. But the coverage that you guys put together over here at Matt is incredible. Not only what goes out over the air on TV, but what the stories that you're writing, the other guys are writing. As we were just talking about during the break,
there are hundreds of great stories here. How in the world do you ever sort through all that to come out with, this is what's going to make the screen?
No, you don't. You just try to find the best story you can that's directly in front of you, because there are so many obvious ones. You don't have to dig far, but it never fails. I leave, knock on wood, on Sunday night, not on Monday like a couple of years ago, and I'm like, man, I wish I'd told that story, or I wish I would have got to that. But here's a cool story that I do want to tell, is that Ryan Preece, the Cup Series driver, is here in a car built by Chris Gabehart, the NASCAR Cup Series crew chief for Denny Hamlin, and Bubba Pollard is kind of working on that program with them, and it's like this collection of racing all-stars from all these different, you know, areas. That's the sort of thing that you have. You take these short trackers, these NASCAR guys, and that's what you see here. You look around the garage area, you've got people from all four corners of the continent. You have people from the Cup Series, the Xfinity Series, the Truck Series, ARCA, super late model racing, late model stock racing, your local divisions. It's almost like a like the PRI trade show, but with race cars.
So I used to call it the Super Bowl of racing, a Super Bowl of short track racing. And when Thomas was racing locally, and we were at this race every year, and when I raced it, when I was racing 100 years ago, you came here to get better. As a local team, you would park next to a guy, let's say Chris Gabehart and his crew. And when you park next to that guy and you watch what they do, how they do it, and what they're doing to their race car, you get better. You spend time on the racetrack with these drivers like Noah Gregson and Cup drivers like Eric, and when Chase comes and races with us, you get better as a driver. You get better as a race team. And even if you don't make the race, you don't win the race, your 4 days here in Pensacola, they made you a better race team and a better race car.
I'm glad you bring up that point, because, like, I've told every narrative around the Snowball Derby possible. I've never quite looked at it from that angle. I've never owned a team, so that's probably why, and that's why you look at it like that. And no, that's great, because if you're even a crew chief and you're parked next to a Toby Noodleman, can you imagine that's the defending crew chief winner with Ty Majeski? If you're parked next to Ty Majeski and Bruce Noodleman, Toby Noodleman, the information you have at your disposal, the things you can learn, like you said, it just makes you a better racer. If you're a promoter and you're hanging out here to see how Tim Bryant runs a show, there's something for you to learn. For me, there are other storytellers here, and I see sometimes how they tell stories. It makes me a better storyteller. If you're a racing person, the Snowball Derby makes you a better racing person in every facet.
Well, it's a little backwards than what Daytona is, but having had the great opportunity to compete at Dona, at Daytona, Cup level, Truck level, Xfinity level, and the ARCA level, when you go to Daytona and you spend those 3 or 4 days at Daytona with the best teams in the business, you leave a better race team. You may not have made the race, you may not have won the race, but you left a better race team than what you came here, because you were like literally parked next to Joe Gibbs Racing, Hendrick Motorsports, and you watched how they did business. And if you just paid attention, you got to be a better race team. And the same thing is true with here at the Snowball Derby. As you look down this row of haulers here, 18-wheelers that are here on the front stretch, these guys aren't local racers. This is some of the best guys in the country. And if you come and park your little enclosed trailer that you brought from Mobile or Pensacola, and you spend the next 4 days next to Chris Gabehart, I trust me, you will leave this place a better racer.
Yeah, and let me take it another step further. When you think of the people you can park next to and the people that are here on the property, you know, my dad's a racer, and it's so neat to be from a racing family and know that the local racing community that I've spent all this time with and around, they get to race on the same card with Snowball Derby winner and Cup Series driver Eric Jones and Ty Majeski and the legendary Rich Bickle, and you can have those local guys race on the same card. Here's the thing I would tell everyone. If you're planning to come to the Snowball Derby on Thursday, on Friday, Saturday, every race is the Snowball Derby, not just the race on Sunday. And I really want to hammer that point home, because if you don't know anything about the local Bomber or Pure Stocks or sportsmen just know this is their Daytona 500. And every single lap that turns here over the next 5 days are the most important laps any of these guys will turn or wrench all year long.
It's an incredible happening, and I hope that's coming across in our coverage of the Derby. Our lead up to tonight's coverage is that this thing is like nothing else. And look, I've been in races and as a crew member, driver, team owner all over the country. You have covered races in every part of the country, from dirt to asphalt. There's just nothing like what is getting ready to happen here in Pensacola.
Well, there's a couple like it, but the ones that you would compare it to are the ones you would want it to be compared to. I've always thought, and people who haven't done both won't understand, I've been to the Indianapolis 500, and I've been there for the last 12 years, and this is the Indianapolis 500 on a smaller scale, but it feels like it matters in the same way. And the way that this city and this region embraces this event is the same way that Speedway Indiana embraces that event. That's how big of a deal this is.
You know, I offered to take Jim Nabor's spot when Jim Nabor couldn't sing Back Home in Indiana.
He finished second, P2.
I know. I offered, though. I mean, my sales pitch was, as a guy from Alabama should at least sing it like an ass.
Understand, you're not Jim Corneliuson, and the fact that you even finished second is a great honor.
All right, Matt, thank you for being with us. Everybody, have an awesome week. We'll see you in Pensacola.
From the Plains to the Capstone, the sports station stays on top of all the latest Auburn and Alabama news with the Tide and Tiger Report, Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WNSP. Join Dave Schultz for 60 minutes of Alabama and Auburn recruiting news and the inside information you're looking for. Brought to you by State Farm Agent Heath Parker. The Tide and Tiger Report, Thursday at 5 on WNSP.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball!
Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Sweetie, want some fruit?
You have to use the right tool for the job. A power drill is the wrong tool to slice fruit. Just like an antibiotic is the wrong tool to treat viruses, including colds and flu. Antibiotics are only needed for certain bacterial infections. When they aren't needed, antibiotics won't help you, and the side effects could still hurt you. Ask your healthcare professional when an antibiotic is the right tool and when it's not. Visit cdc.gov/antibiotic-use.
Hello, I'm Mark Riccobono, president of the National Federation of the Blind. We know that blindness is not the characteristic that defines you or your